Hello. So, first of all, let me just say a huge apology for the very clickbaity title of this week's episode. I didn't mean to scare you like that, and I promise you that I am not planning to bugger off and disappear anytime soon. But I do need to start thinking differently about this show and about how I make it a bit more sustainable in the future. And before I go into anything else, I just want to say this is not a wah-wah, poor me type situation, because I choose to do this show, I choose to show up, I choose the frequency, and I chose to keep going as long as I have. And I can't really even begin to talk about how much it means to me to do this show and how much I have grown and learnt and explored and expanded my mind through doing this. So although it sounds really naff, it brings me so much joy and fulfillment to be in your ears every week, or however frequently you choose to listen to this show. But it takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of time to do all of the things associated with the show. And I want to start thinking about how maybe I could make a little bit of money, you know, make it wash its own face. I think that's the phrase. And, you know, think about how to make it sustainable in that way. And I feel kind of icky and I feel kind of dirty in saying all of that, but I need to just embrace it and be honest about it, that I need for this project to make some money. It sounds gross. Anyway, why am I telling you all of this? And what is my ask of you? Well, a few years ago, I ran a listener survey to better understand why people are listening to the show, how they found it, what value the show brings to their lives, and also to get some feedback on things that I might be able to improve or things that maybe I could just do a little bit differently. And that was really, really useful for me in terms of thinking about how I position and promote the show. And, well, if I'm totally honest, it was also a nice little bit of ego stroking, because I got to hear from people that I didn't know were out there listening to the show. And I got to, you know, hear some positive things, which everyone loves every now and then, right? But I wanted to run it again, not to hear a few nice things, although that's lovely, but to get some insights on some of the things I've been thinking about and some of the things that I think you could really bring a good perspective to me on. And one of those things is this idea I've been toying with about a newsletter that is distinct from the show, but is also complimentary because it's queer as all hell. And I wanted to get some of your initial impressions on whether that's a viable thing and whether that's something that I should pursue. So I know that it's a big ask, but the survey takes around about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how chatty you're feeling today. And it would be so, so useful for me to better understand, firstly, who is out there, who is consuming this show, and how I can, you know, better please your ears in the future. So the link to the survey is in the show notes for this program. So please find a corner somewhere and sit down and fill it in. I would be so, so grateful if you took the time to do that. And finally, I meant everything that I said before. Like, this show is such a joy for me to do every week. And I just want to thank you for showing up however frequently you do and for sitting in on these conversations, because without you, I probably would not do that. And it means so much to me that this show means things to people. But that's about as sentimental as I'm going to get today. I would love it if you could take the time to complete the survey. I will be your best friend forever. And next week, we are back to regularly scheduled programming. I will see you then. Goodbye.